Welcome and welcome back to the Entheogenic Midwife Podcast. I am Omolewa, your host, and today I want to talk about medicine women and women in general. Each of us, in some way, bring forth life. In many ways, we bring forth life through simply being. We were designed to give forth life, to give life, to nurture it, to sustain it, to protect it, to give it the things that it needs to flourish. We are the human manifestation of Mother Earth, and look at all that she is able to do and create and expand and nurture, as well as destroy. It's all a part of our divine blueprint. In that blueprint, there's a medicine that we all possess through our touch, through our voice, through our food, through our singing. I love to sing. Through creating sacred spaces of healing and release and cleansing, laughter, creation, art. Like, we as women are amazing beings, and it's important for us to tap into those spiritual gifts and just be aware that they exist and be aware of who we are as divine facilitators of healing and creation. Bringing forth that medicine is your birthright, and sharing that gift and sharing that medicine with the world, sharing that medicine with your family, your lover, and your divine self in this planet. Many of us prepare amazing meals for our families, you know. More now, people are a little bit more health conscious as far as the food they prepare, whether it's through veganism, electrical foods, high vibrational fruits, fruitarian, pescatarian, lots of things out there. But also, back in and through different areas in time and society, like, the food was the medicine, whether it was chitlins or whether it was pig feet. You know, those women touched it, anointed it, blessed it, and created a divine alchemy to feed their families. Strong, powerful, amazing, supernatural beings were created through foods that people now look at as being garbage or trash or slave foods. And certain things, like the things we touch, we give power and we ignite that and transform it into whatever we need it to be. So just being mindful of the foods we prepare and just preparing them and sharing them and giving them with love. I love to prepare foods for my family. My dance, my singing, it creates an energy. You know, my ancestors love when I sing and dance and prepare foods and give and serve others. Like, I'm a divine medicine woman, you know, and I love to share space with other women, whether they're even aware of their medicine. Like, I'm here to reflect back to you that which you are through this podcast, through my touch, through my being, through your being. So I'm here for you. You know, continue to bring forth your medicine, your song, your dance, your laughter, your creations, your products, your services, you know. And for the men out there, we are your allies. We are your wisdom. We are your strength. You know, we are your medicine. So don't forget that you come from us, that we are here for you. So with that, please respect us. Please lower your voice. Please do the healing work, because we are here to heal you, to teach you, to support you, to encourage you, to love you. So please allow the medicine women in your life to do their work. Support her. Invest in her. Clear the space and the energy of the things that don't serve her. Create spaces. Purchase land. Give land. We're here for you. And until the world recognizes our medicine and our work and our divine blueprint for this, we're going to continue to lose and just simply not vibrate and create the things that we were put here to do and be and embody and enjoy this human experience, this earthly experience. We are the medicine. And together we can be so much greater when we can humble ourselves and come together and breathe together. Let's heal. Let's clear out everything that's in our way. Blockages, traumas, fears. Like, get with the divine feminine woman. Get with the divine masculine man so we can push forward and create better spaces and environment for our children. The next medicine women and scholars and movers and shakers. Like, we have work to do. So let's take this medicine. Let's get better. Let's heal. Let's move past the healing so that we can thrive. Most of us are already healed. We're already free. We are already love. Let's not forget that. We are the medicine.